Well, hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirstie Cody, your host, and it's great to have all of you listening in today. Today's topic is all about men's health. We want to focus on the guys today and really what's happening statistically throughout North America when it comes to men's health. Also, to things to watch for. We've got amazing advice for everybody today, not only for ultimate health and well-being and things that you can do outside of Isagenics, but also how Isagenics affects the health of men these days. We have the amazing Dr. Nick Messina with us today. He is such an incredible gentleman. I so adore him and his wife, Nora. They've been a part of Isagenics since 2009. He's actually building a business, 2-star Golden Circle, 1-star Crystal Exec. And a little bit about his background. He has been board certified as a family practitioner since 1985. He practiced solo and then went into group practice. On top of all of that, he's been in the past a medical director for a complementary wellness center, also medical director for an independent clinic research facility, vice chairman of the board for an independent ethics committee overseeing pharmaceutical research for quite a few years. He's been the principal investigator for more than 200 clinical trials involving many of the Fortune 500 pharmaceutical companies on studies, including arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, depression, obesity, chronic pain, just to name a few. So Dr. Nick, you know, comes to the table with extensive knowledge of the body, what's going on in this day and age with health and well-being. He actually currently does private consulting with many of the pharmaceutical companies out there, along with health organizations and independent physicians and stuff. He just co-authored a book with Peter Greenlaw. The title of the book is TDOS, TDOS Syndrome, and Solutions, The New Health Conversation. And it's a very interesting book that's eye-opening to what's really going on when it comes to the world that we live in, nutrition, toxicity, everything. So with all of that being said, welcome, Dr. Nick. Great to have you on today.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Kirstie.
Yes. Well, and it's been a while, too. Yeah, so I wanted to do an extensive intro for you because I know our company is growing with leaps and bounds. We've got so many new people listening in on the program, and they need to get to know you. And of course, I know you guys go to a lot of events, Isagenics universities, and you guys will be at Celebration, right?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, all right. And by the way, you serve on our scientific advisory board, and you've been doing that for quite a few years.
Yes, I believe this will be my third year, and we will be having our science talks at Celebration.
Yeah. So, can you announce what you are going to be talking on at Celebration?
The roster has not been finalized yet, so I can't comment on that right this minute. Mm-hmm. But it'll be good.
Yeah, good. Well, I have no doubt. Oh my goodness, I love the health forums that they have, where they're kind of off stage. I'm sure that there's probably going to be a panel at some point. So if anyone wants to know what the agenda looks like, it'll come out, I believe, as we get a little bit closer in more detail. So, well, Dr. Nick, let's jump into it when it comes to men's health. Let's talk about the current health challenges that we're dealing with today and some of the stats that you're seeing as a physician.
Yeah, so, you know, some of the stats, there are some unique things going on with men as opposed to women. You know, it's a funny thing. They just classified obesity as a disease. You don't see that anywhere in the top 10, but obesity affects every one of those top 10 forms of death. But there is good news, and maybe you're going to ask me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's crazy to hear all of these things. This is reality. This is the world that we live in. Obesity really was not an epidemic as it is today back, you know, 75, 100 years ago. Toxicity is out of control. I mean, there's just so many things that all funnel into the outcome of, you know, human health. And of course, I know that we're focusing on men's health today. So when it comes to things that men can do and incorporate into their lifestyles for healthy living to really defy some of these health challenges and and be the healthiest that they can be, what comes to mind? What do we need to be aware of?
You know, men especially, we have that macho attitude. We want to go out there and produce. We want to take care of our families. We don't pay attention to things and we just try to bull our way through. A lot of those top 10 things I just mentioned are affected by poor lifestyle choices and poor lifestyle habits. If people smoke, obviously they should not smoke. The other things are chemical exposures, because we have so many chemicals in our environment right now. Men need to, start taking care of themselves. They have to become aware. With this obesity epidemic, I always tell people, know your BMI. A lot of people that I've seen that have been, like a level 2 obesity, really don't know their BMI, and they look at the news and say, oh, that's terrible, and they don't realize they're in the risk group. And this is happening with men too. We tend to tune stuff out, and men never, I'll tell you, I practiced family medicine for so many years, and I always loved taking care of women. Men never really told me what was going on. They never came to the doctor. They never came in for their physicals. They kind of ignore their health until something happens, and then we're playing catch-up ball. So a couple of clues: get into a routine, start paying attention to your health, don't smoke, eat a healthy diet, focus on vegetables, fruits, whole grains, high fiber, lean sources of protein, limit your sodium, limit foods with high saturated fat. And you have to maintain a healthy weight. And a healthy weight is a BMI 25 or under and a waist measurement of 37 or under. Just by doing those two things, you're limiting your risk of heart disease and various cancers by a big amount. The other thing is exercise. Men need to include physical activity in their daily routine, and the key word is daily. It helps control weight, it lowers the risk of heart disease, stroke, and cancer, and it reduces stress, which affects the immune system. Here's another big thing, is alcohol. And there's a lot of stuff in the literature where certain types of alcohol could be salubrious, but the bottom line is it's all about moderation and control. And the Mayo Clinic recommends 2 drinks a day for men under 65 and 1 drink a day for men over 65. What a lot of people don't realize is alcohol is a known carcinogen. The risk of various types of cancer, such as liver cancer, colon cancer, throat cancer, esophageal cancer, and mouth cancer increase significantly with the amount and length of time you have been drinking regularly. And too much alcohol also increases blood pressure. With men, I think, they work hard, they come home, they plop into a recliner, watch TV and drink beer, and get heavy. And that is a big chunk of America doing that. So it all comes down to, first of all, paying attention, becoming aware, and changing lifestyle habits.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is good. This is so good. It is. We do need to fall into better choices. And you know what, Dr. Nick? It's hard to get, those good habits established. I mean, it takes mind power, willpower to, get going. And any advice on that with goal setting or getting into a healthy regime, such as exercise or cutting back on the drinking? Any advice there?
Yeah, basically, you have to make a decision. You have to really have a talk with yourself. And in those statistics I just read off are facts. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys 35, 40, that are very overweight, very unactive, and they say, well, I feel fine. But they don't see what's going on inside of their body. and there's a lot of stress going on, and most men will not pay attention until they get the heart attack or the stroke or develop the cancer, or they won't stop smoking until they develop some type of lung disease or lung cancer. We need to start being more proactive. And you're absolutely right. It's difficult to change these lifestyle bad habits. And we need to do them one at a time. I'll tell a lot of guys, if your idea is manually shifting the control on the recliner, then make a goal to get up and walk to the mailbox every day. And then maybe the next day, walk around the block. You need to start where you start. The other thing is with diet. If a lot of people are subsisting on fast food, it's going to catch up with you. You need to start eating healthy. And more than anything, you have to find a simple system to use as tracks to get to that goal. My whole medical career, when people came in as train wrecks, they didn't exercise, they were obese, they smoked. I would give them diets. I would tell them to exercise. They'd come back a month later and there'd be no change. So really in today's fast-paced world, I think we need a simple, easy to follow system that people could see success within a couple of weeks to a month as they start feeling better. That will give them further motivation to continue along a healthy course.
Absolutely. I can share. I mean, I'm a lady here, but as far as developing good, healthy habits, being a mom, I focus on the kids. I tend to put everybody before me, and at least that's what I was doing. And it wasn't serving me at all based on my physical makeup of my body. I mean, you can sit there and you can eat healthy, but if you're not moving your body, clearly, your body is going to suffer. And for me, I just wanted to develop a healthy habit of even just getting to the gym. Even if just getting to the gym, whether I was on the treadmill or the Stairmaster for 10 minutes, it was a start. And then, once I developed getting there and that healthy habit, then I started to expand my workouts. And that's what I had to do. I mean, I remember doing that. So I think that your advice is you've got to start somewhere. You don't have to go all out in order to make a difference, but you do need to start somewhere. I love that. I want to focus in on nutrition and supplementation because clearly, I mean, that's what Isagenics is all about. It's about putting things into the body that allow the body to be the healthiest it can be. Taking those materials that we're dumping into it and creating healthy cells, healthy tissues, helping with overall health and well-being. So why is it important for us to supplement these days, and especially for men, when it comes to high-quality proteins, the fats, the antioxidants, all these good things?
That's a great question. You alluded to the book that I just co-authored with Peter, and we cover that extensively in the book. We have four major cofactors going on in our world today. We have toxicity in our environment, the air, the water, the food that we eat, the things that we touch. Our commercially grown food is deficient in nutrients. These are all facts. We researched these things. We went into medical journals. There's numerous sightings that, this isn't just us giving our opinion. These are facts. Our food is not the same. It looks good. It tastes good. But it just doesn't have the nutrition it had before. So food really will never be enough. In medical school, they always taught me, and this was years and years ago, that we could get everything we need from our food. But our commercially grown food now is more chemical than food. And the nutrition is severely deficient. We have an obesity epidemic. We're getting fatter, and the fat that we could see on our arms, our thighs, and our belly is cosmetically displeasing, but we're also accumulating visceral fat around our organs. And this visceral fat starts accumulating these pro-inflammatory mediators that are associated in every one of those top 10 causes of death I mentioned. Then we have stress. In today's world, stress is increasing, not decreasing. You know, we live a very fast-paced life, so we have a lot of external stress. And because of the toxicity, the nutritional deficiency, and that accumulation of visceral fat, we also have internal stress in the form of oxidative stress. The interesting thing about those four cofactors, it all starts with nutrition. If we don't get those essential nutrients that are necessary for our body's own detoxification system, the toxins accumulate in our fat cells. This increases oxidative stress. As the stress increases, our cortisol levels go up. It makes it more difficult to release fat. Now, when that happens, we get more obese, which thereby increases stress. It puts a strain again on our detoxification system, which then inhibits our body's ability to absorb nutrients. So as you can see, it's a vicious cycle. You know, standing alone, all four of those things are bad, but they feed off of each other. And what it ultimately does, it causes a vicious cycle, increases oxidative stress, and it leads to accelerated aging. So all of this is going on inside our body. So we lay out exactly what you could do about it, but it's overwhelming. So what I like about Isagenics, it offers a concise, simple-to-use system which basically takes into account these four cofactors and gives you an easy-to-follow solution for 75 to 80% of that problem. And we talked about bad lifestyle choices and bad habits. Getting into good habits nutritionally and physically is a lifestyle modification. What I like about the Isagenic system, and I emphasize the word system because there is no miracle product. It gives, in the five core products that we have, you're addressing the nutritional deficiency. You're addressing the toxicity. You're addressing the stress. And you're, you know, addressing the obesity and the accumulation of visceral fat. It's one-stop shopping, easy to follow. And if people could stick on that track for about 30 days, they start feeling better. They start becoming more physically active. And they start getting a firm footing on a healthier pathway.
Absolutely. Now, it's interesting because as Isagenics was founded in 2002, we only had the 9-day cleansing and fat burning system, which is a 4-product technology system. And then, of course, we've expanded the supplementation and product line throughout the years. We have a lot of different packs. All of which focus on getting in that good, high-quality, undenatured protein, those essential fats, all those antioxidants. Let me ask you, as a doctor, what do you think about Isagenesis?
Isagenesis, I take it every day. And, you know, as you know, we are doing clinical trials right now, so I can't comment too much on that. But I take it every day, and I take all five of the core products on a daily basis. I'll give you a little idea of my routine. I start every day with an Isopro shake, and I'm going to be 61 years old. And here's a tip for anybody over 35 years old. We start to lose lean muscle mass, and that's called sarcopenia. And that progresses the older we get. So we need a good quality protein, and our protein needs go up as we get older, because as we start losing lean muscle mass, it affects our balance, our stability. You know, you heard that old commercial, I've fallen and can't get up. What happens is loss of lean muscle mass is responsible for a lot of falls, a lot of broken hips, and I don't want that to happen to me. So I consume good quality protein, and I use the Isopro shake because I get that quantity of protein guaranteed every day. I also use the Ionics for stress. I take the daily essentials with the product B on a daily basis. I also use the Isofruits, Isogreens. I supplement the fiber because as I get older, I need more fiber also. So I use, our fiber supplement. Basically, I use all the products. I exercise on a daily basis because I am getting older and want to maintain lean muscle mass. I do resistance exercise 3 times a week. But I also do some form of aerobic activity on a daily basis, whether it's in the gym, on the treadmill, elliptical, swimming, hiking, walking, but everything on a daily basis. And I also try to take an hour a day where I just relax and meditate.
Love that. This is kind of fun knowing what Dr. Nick's daily regime looks like.
There you go.
Yeah. This is awesome information. I mean, clearly there's some serious stuff going on when it comes to men's health. Those stats were pretty powerful earlier. You did a beautiful job breaking it down in regards to what we need to focus on, what men need to focus on. And then, of course, the importance of what you're putting in your body and supplementation and how Isogenics fits into that. So what a fabulous podcast and program today. Anything else that you want to add before we close out?
No, just, it really comes down to just stopping, and paying attention to what's going on. You know, we live in a fast-paced world. It's easy to keep putting things off, but it really comes down to making a decision, putting one foot in front of the other, getting a little bit of momentum going, and when people start feeling better, they're going to start wondering how they could have ever lived the way they were living before. But it really comes down to becoming aware and taking some type of action, even if it's a small amount of action.
Absolutely. Do it now before it's too late, right?
Exactly. Well, when I was a kid, there was an oil filter commercial, Fram Oil Filters, and there was a catchy jingle that says, "Pay me now or pay me later." And as a doctor, I hate to say it, I used to give people advice on preventative care, and they ended up paying me later in the form of coming in quite frequently for their chronic illnesses. So pay me now or pay me later.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it so many times that when you take good care of your body with that gym membership, eating healthy, investing in those Isogenic supplements, it's like your health insurance, right?
You bring up a very good point. Most people on this call have homeowners insurance, they have life insurance, they have car insurance, but true life insurance is basically taking care of your body and your health. And I consider this life insurance.
Absolutely. I love it. Life insurance. All right. Well, Dr. Nick, thank you so, so much for being with us and sharing all that you did. And of course, everybody listening in, we so appreciate you. Just congratulations for investing in yourself when it comes to taking care of your body. Good luck to those that are going to be embarking on new habits and goal setting and really taking your health to the next level. And all I can say is, again, thanks, Dr. Nick. And until next time, everyone, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isogenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isogenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isogenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isogenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.